Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league. A guy that pretty much seen every coverage. So it's not like you're going to fool them too much. So we just got to go in and just play team total defense, fly around, read our keys. Don't try to be a hero and just do our job and just fly around. I feel like we'll be pretty good.
Bills cornerback Tre'Davious White on game plan against the Bengals. Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Calley, Derek Kramer back with you. Bills Bengals coming up tomorrow, 1 o'clock at Highmark. Was supposed to be 425. It got rolled back a little bit.
I've noticed not a lot of a climate for this game.
No, because truthfully, the Bengals' defense is terrible, right? They did have a good game against
Shouldn't
Baltimore.
Shouldn't that make you think, okay, the offense has got to produce here, point blank, period?
Yes, but
I think it's
Chase Brown also really scares me. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think it has more to do with the fact that the Bills have not done particularly well with Cincinnati since Burrow has been there.
This is a very different Cincinnati team, though. Like, from 2 years ago, that defense
was good.
Murked you in the playoffs and the regular season. Like,
Lou Anamuro is one of the better defensive minds in the game.
Yes. And it's more, I would say, your front office doesn't know how to pay people either. So, like, that's also been a problem. Hendrickson's going to be out. So, like, yeah, it's not really a clash of the Titans, if you will, by any means. It's just more so, can the Bills move to 9-4? And keep the Bengals down, right?
And, like, and that's, keep pace with potential seeding.
Yeah, because if you lose this game, questions are going to be asked. Like that's where
I don't know
at.
About questions being asked. Cincinnati is a great offense.
Are they though?
With Burrow,
is still not 100% healthy and can't really escape.
They're a great offense because Joe Flacco was throwing for 400 yards.
Yeah, but even then, they got stopped pretty good by the Steelers. Like, there have been games where they haven't been able to really work.
But if you're able to do that with Burrow, or with Flacco, excuse me?
Yeah.
You've got the makings of a great offense. It is their defense that has let them down. There are several times this year where they've scored 30 or more points, including 38 against the Jets and 42 against the Bears, actually.
Yeah.
And they lost both of those games.
Well, yeah. They just get into shootouts. I mean, that's really it.
But that's the thing. And then you see, like, the defense just does not get a stop for you. And you mentioned Chase Brown. He has some interesting words, several weeks back now. Like, it was after one of those games of, you know, get off the field. Mm-hmm. Effectively paraphrasing what he said there.
Mm-hmm.
To a point where the coach goes, yeah, I got to talk to him about that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Not to make a big deal of it, but I got to talk to him about that. But there's frustration within that team of one side does have a feeling that the other doesn't really do its job.
Mm-hmm.
So, And here come the Bills offense, where they're inconsistent as heck. You don't know what you're going to get out of them from any week. Not the greatest at halftime adjustments from what I've seen from the offensive coordinator at this point.
No.
And especially compared to the Bills defense when it comes to adjustments, they are very lacking on the offensive side of the ball compared to the Bills defense. The Bills defense can get rocked around, knocked around in the first half. The thing is that they take their lessons from it. The defense almost seemingly is like it's wise, and that's probably because McDermott has the defensive background. He's able to help with those adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
He does not have that acumen with the offensive side of the football, so he's not going to really be of much assistance there. The coordinator's kind of, I don't want to say out to sea, but it's not going to be great.
Right.
The amount of adjustments that can be done there, where McDermott's mind, he is a smart fella when it comes to defenses. The man knows defense.
No, I mean, look at what happens when he takes over, right?
Right.
And we know it's a split action between him and Babich, as McDermott's pointed out, right?
Right.
But there's a steep drop when he's not in charge of that defense. He's a little more aggressive. He really knows how to make defensive backs work in schemes. Like we've seen, like a guy like Jamarcus Ingram, who's unfortunately not on this roster anymore, what he was able to do when McDermott was calling plays, right? Like, it works. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to utilize these guys in the best possible way. And now you're down a defensive back, effectively.
So we'll talk about that later. I think of the meme of, like, the parent holding one of the children up and the other's, like, actively, like, struggling to swim. So if you've got two young coordinators that are both struggling right now, it is not because of attention, it's because of ability. How much help can the defense get in halftime adjustments versus what the offense can get?
Right.
That said, you should be able to get things done and do some adjusting. You see that Houston's dominating you in the pass rush when it comes to protecting five. There should be more chips, not less, in the second half. From tight ends, from running backs, anywhere. Instead, you let two injured offensive tackles bear the brunt of stopping an incredible Texans pass rush. And, well, eight sacks later on the entire game, and that's the result that you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So, funny enough, though, yesterday I saw something from Carl Jones, WIVB in Buffalo. More or less, he saw a graph from Football Insights, and it's the percentage blitz rate versus percentage disguise coverage on the X and Y axes. The Texans are just in this bottom left corner where they don't hide their coverage and they don't blitz you. And Carl said the Texans play the most disrespectful brand of defense ever. They're showing you exactly how they're going to play it.
Yeah.
And they're still stopping you.
Yeah. They can't. They're a wagon, that defense. Like you said, they're telling you exactly what they're doing, and you're still not going to be able to stop it.
They have
talent. They're pointing at you and laughing at you, essentially, is what they're doing.
They're like, saying, do it. Beat us. Here's how it's going to look. I dare you. We've got our guys up against yours, and ours are better. Here at Globo Gym, we're better than you, and we know it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's basically what they're doing.
So the Bengals are kind of the opposite on defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Bengals defense is Dwight Goodman eating on the couch after the dodgeball tournament. I'm not going to say the words that he utters on the couch.
No, but we all get what you're saying. Yeah.
Something about Chuck Norris.
Especially without Hendrickson.
Exactly. So, Shamar Stewart hasn't had a sack since September of last year when he was at Texas A&M. Now would be an awful good time to keep that number the same as it is. Spencer Brown, questionable. Does he play? Does he not play? I don't know. But Deion Dawkins is healthy. He clears concussion protocol. He's ready to go. The Bills like to predicate having that balance. I think that balance is going to be necessary for the rest of the year. We're just going to have to all deal with it. Sorry, it doesn't look as cool, everyone. We're just going to have to go. That's our cross to bear this year now, okay? Sorry. Mm-hmm. There's not much that can be done about it. As a matter of fact, the general manager is trying to make roster moves. Some of them blow up in his face. Mecole Hardman fumbles a punt and gets injured and is put on IR. Mm-hmm. Darius Slay just decides, I'm not going to show up.
Even though it's the same temperature here as in Pittsburgh.
But that doesn't mean that he's not trying.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
If you're asking me, I think it's a little too little too late. That's where I struggle with it.
That is true, and yeah. I will listen to that. However, we're looking at what? Week 14, you've got bottom of the bin. That's what we're working with.
Right.
There's more of a pulse there than the Sabres. So I'm not going to say, you're trying, so thank you. I am going to say, though, I'm not going to bash you for trying. I'm not going to go after the team for it not working. You're seeing the roster and you're going, we need to fine-tune some things. I put myself in this hole and I need to fine-tune some things, but dang it, if I don't, it's going to be worse.
I think it was too late of a realization, though, and that's where I will say something. The trade deadline is where you do stuff like this and actually get impact players that can come to your roster. That's where this stuff should be taking place. And I get it. You didn't want a Kyrie Elam situation. I do actually understand the Darius Slay move.
Right. And it's
God forbid you go that low into your cornerback depth, right? And you were hoping to just sign Jamarcus Ingram back to the practice squad, neither of which happened, right? So both of them effectively not here. I understand the thought, but to me, and I get it, I'm not a general manager. I don't know. It's an opinion. This should have been what was getting taken care of leading up to the trade deadline.
I agree.
This is far too late. Nothing you're doing now is actually going to make an impact.
The thing is that it could. That's the ideal of making some of these claims. Mecole Hardman was seen as this, we've got a punt returner now.
Hardman was the only one because that's on the offensive side of the football where they were in special teams, right? Because they had zero special teams juice with Codrington this year.
Codrington fell off of the cliff after last year, and I don't know what happened, and it's unfortunate. But
what was that centered around most? Special teams, right? And I get it. Special teams is one of the three phases, but defensively, offensively, those are the two primary phases of your football game, right? And you did nothing effectively. And even this safety claim, I'm not exactly like it's not a world. I like it.
That was the weird
Darnell
thing.
Savage, but from Washington, I just don't know. It's just weird.
Ready? Savage has played on two teams this year. That should say enough, really.
Yeah,
it's a depth safety piece, but the Bills are so far down though. on their safety depth that they could welcome this addition.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of why I was a little like mystified by Darius Slay in the first place. I was like, corner? That's not a safety or a linebacker or a wide receiver. I say linebacker because they're so bad in run support this year that like maybe you do get an extra person in here. But I'll be like, corner? I didn't think corner would be a concern here. If you get down to Jamarcus Ingram, he's played games and proven to actually like hold his own.
Yeah, I would have been totally fine with Jamarcus Ingram.
I look at last year in Miami.
Yeah.
But granted, it's Miami, but you know.
Still.
But it's still an NFL team.
And he's played
and
in other
games. And it's Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. It's not like he's getting to take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
But you understand the premise of that at the end of the day. Now, ready? If I say to you the Bills claimed a safety and lost Jamarcus Ingram, it sounds a lot better, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you added a position that you were kind of weaker in depth-wise.
For one you had a little bit more.
For one that you were stronger. Yeah. Okay, fine. It's that Darius Slay gets claimed, says he's not going to show up, and it blows up in your face, and then you're able to take that roster spot and claim a safety.
Mm-hmm.
It's a recovery. I'm not going to go ahead and say that this looks good on Brandon Bean. I'm not necessarily going to blame him for the autonomy of a player trying to dictate where he wants to go. Sorry, that's not how the rules work. But I'm also going to go ahead and say, no, Howie Roseman, you don't run the NFL. Yeah. Who do you think you are trying to make this happen? So, you know, if Slay doesn't play again, the Bills are going to be seen as the bad guy, quote unquote, in this. But
for hanging on to him and everything like that.
But considering the season that Brandon Bean has had, I would not mind a villainous outlook on this one. Don't relent.
I have to say, and this is just for everybody, you know, rooting against the Chiefs, which I take part in as well.
Right.
Just be ready now that this happened. Chiefs are going to be probably top 10 pick if they don't make the playoffs, right? If they continue to just fall. They're going to...
The NFL's so bad.
You never know.
The Chiefs are not going to land in the top 10.
Maybe they'll trade up to it, though. Maybe they might have more capital to do so with a worse pick, right?
Maybe. Okay, I'll understand that one, but they don't have the...
They're not going to fall apart that bad.
They don't stink that bad.
Mm-hmm. So I think they'll just have more capital to trade up.
There are bad teams that are bad.
You look at this, though, and yes, we're just all in on the Chiefs failing this year. I am too.
Well, the season is.
Just be ready. Just be ready for the Bills now to draft a cornerback with their first overall pick next year, while the Chiefs get another talented wideout to effectively add another leg to their offense, which they don't have. And then, yeah, where the Bills should be drafting a receiver. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. I don't care what the Chiefs do. And I will agree with the general manager on that mindset. I don't care about what the Kansas City Chiefs do. I care what the Buffalo Bills do. And if the Chiefs miss the playoffs with their all-timer type quarterback, that's a bigger failure than what the Bills have done throughout the entirety of the Josh Allen era.
Sure.
The low is lower because Allen, when he misses the playoffs, is a rookie. He doesn't know A from B yet. And he even gets hurt during the season, and the Bills had to start Nathan Peterman in a football game.
Matt Barkley, too, if I'm not mistaken, right?
And Derek Anderson started a game.
Yeah.
Like, that's where that season went. Patrick Mahomes is healthy through the whole year. Patrick Mahomes is actually even playing well. They're 6-6.
Yeah.
So if I were to compare the two of where I'd rather want to be, I would rather want to be Buffalo right now because there is a ticket to the dance.
Well, yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I look at this roster.
And the Chiefs are looking at maybe pick 14 at best because the rest of the league is so abhorrent at the bottom of it.
I'm going to be honest with you.
And the Chiefs are probably going to win some more games and put a scare into everyone and be like, oh, great, they're back. And then end up at like, what, 10-7, which would not be enough. It would be a heck of a run for them. They'd be going 4-1 to end the year, but they don't have a tiebreaker on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, oops.
I just look at the Bills' game plan, right? And they become a run-first team. And that's fine when it works. It worked in Pittsburgh, right? That's literally the game plan. There are... I don't... I see a wild card exit in front of us. I really do. Like, that's where we're at this season with the roster construction.
We'll see what happens. I'm going to destroy the booty cheek of the week here, by the way. We're going to go to Mark in West Seneca. Mark, real quick, we're up against the clock. What you got?
Real couple thoughts real quick. One about Bills, one about Sabres.
Sure.
Thank God for our running game and that we have the talent to show run, and teams still can't stop us for the most part. Thank God for James Cook, because we have a different version of Dorsey, really, is my opinion. Joe Brady, when I hear Dan Orlovsky on TV say the Bills' passing game is elementary at best, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Right.
So, you know what? It may be time to move on from Joe. He looked really good at the beginning of his tenure, but not so much lately. And secondly, on the Sabres real quick, and I hate to bring it up to bring you guys down.
It's okay.
But we're all in the same boat. Does anybody have any idea what Jaro Pekkarinen is doing other than be named a advisor who's living in Columbus? What did they hire this guy for if they're not going to do anything and he's not going to have any power to give any advice to our wonderful GM, Mr. Adams? I mean, this team has been crying for help. Mm-hmm. This team has been crying for a trade that, on the face of it, may be a little bit suspect, you know, in taking a chance, but they got to shake that team up. And this team, it did not have a top left winger, did not have a second line left winger the moment they traded Paterka, and this guy still sat on his hands. And I just can't. I mean, when the throw-in guy is the best player in the trade for Paterka coming back, that's an issue. That's an issue. So I could go on and on about Kevin Adams, the things he's done. And I'll tell you the other one real quick other thought while I'm going on my bandwagon here. Lindy is not blameless in this whole situation.
Yep.
He has now managed Alex Lyon, who was his best goalie at the start of the year, had a lot of confidence and was playing well, into probably not having any confidence at all. I mean, the way they've handled, the way he's handled the goalies is absolutely horrid. Absolutely horrid. So, and I'll get off there, guys, because I know you said you're up against the clock.
Mark, real quick on the goalie thing. It's not Lindy's choice to have three of them on the roster. It is Adams. What is Kekalainen doing? I hope he's at least trying to advise, but would you listen to the guy who's probably taking your job? Is probably how I'd structure that one on that answer. And then as for the Bills, I mean, yeah, they are kind of a mess. Most of their losses is their ineffectiveness and inability to get the run game going or teams key on it and then force the Bills into something that they cannot manage to get going being one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. So there's your rapid fire. Appreciate the call, though. We're going to get to the break, the booty cheek of the week coming up next, and it's probably going to be me for blowing up the clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.